The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, March 31st, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we interview some extraordinary women doing some extraordinary things. As you know, this month was Women's International Month or International Women's Month, and they had their own week. So we still are celebrating women that are doing things that we just put you in awe. Right? Today we have two great guests. We have one, Tamia Williams, and I'm going to save that for last, right? Because it's, if you hear her story, you just say, ah, what? In the Bahamas? And also we have Nia Major. Nia Major is one of the best artists inside the Bahamas, and she's having an exposition, and we are going to be talking to her about that. But joining me inside this conversation, we have Erin Green, who's on Zoom, and she's going to be helping with this interview, mostly because she knows these people, and so I'm happy to have her join me. Erin, are you there?
I am here, but listen, we just lost our guest.
Nia disappeared.
Nina Major. She was joining us via Zoom, and I've just gotten word that something's happened at the art gallery. I can imagine it's a very busy time. They're actually hosting the exhibition like right now as a part of a series of exhibitions in the West. And Mr. Nuri, you know how Mr. Sawyer expressed his position in relation to the Great School of Sac?
Yes.
Well, I live in the East, and I barely get to go out to the West. And so I get jealous of them because they seem to be doing so many big things
It's a different quality life in Old West. They live differently.
Anyway. I'm sure that they're very, very busy.
But let's get some information. When is the gallery exhibition and what all's there? And then we can go to my next guest.
All right. So the exhibition opened last night. It's called Old Week Home by Nina Major. I'm just going to read from the descriptor. Old Week Home is a solo exhibition by Bahamian visual artist Nina Major. The artist, who works primarily in ceramics and installation, investigates the relationships between self and place as a way of cultivating moments of reflection and a sense of belonging. Old Week Home, Major's first solo exhibition in her hometown, Nassau, reflects upon childhood nostalgia and celebrates the role of women in society, specifically those within the Bahamian straw industry. That's really what piqued my interest the most. Not just, you know, a sort of a focus on women in the straw industry, but how she was going to reflect the work, the creations and the experiences of straw workers in ceramics.
Nice.
Right? I thought that was going to be fantastic. The title of the exhibition takes its name from a festival originating in the 19th century New England that served as a time for all former residents to return home and reconnect with their community. So I imagine that's the same thing as our homecoming, right?
Yes.
Old Week Home. After relocating to the U.S. in 1999, Major is welcomed home to do just that, with her latest body of work, Honor the Past, Present, and Future. Through sculptural installation, Major pays reverence to the work of her grandmother, Sephora Newbold, a former straw working. By plating ceramic sculptures, she encourages the audience to appreciate the dexterity of clay, the delicateness of the weaving technique, and the beauty of the craft tradition found in Bohemian straw wares.
Okay.
Major's artistic language is grounded in the cultural history of the women-led industry of straw weaving. The work not only tells an autobiographical story, but also serves as a representation of a place and a record of an experience that moves freely between cultural realms with no fixed position. I thought to close off Women's International Women's Month, like you say, two powerful women, mm-hmm. and this exhibition is like, I guess, a perfect way to sum up, to acknowledge and sum up and display that which is an integral part of Bahamian culture. Straw work and the women that wake it. Mm-hmm. And so I say congratulations to Anina Major on her first solo exhibition in her hometown, Old Week Home. And say thank you to the Turn Gallery for hosting it. And also for our audience to check out another exhibition happening deep in the West at Cab Art Gallery and Studios. The exhibition is called Outside In by Angelica Wallace Whitfield. And so that was, you know, it's unfortunate that Anina couldn't join us, but I know that they're live right now and they've been called to do something. So I apologize that she couldn't be in studio.
Oh, but that's okay. At least we're able to go in detail about the exhibition and what is happening now. But I'm excited about my next guest. It took some effort to actually have her come in, right? We're trying to have her come in for the entire week. It's in my eye only available on Friday. So I'm excited to have her in studio. And I'm just going to give her a preamble or introduction, right? This lady is 17 years old. I'm not sure if you knew that, Erin.
Not yet, no.
17 years old. And you know I'm Dungro. I'm barely 5'6", right?
Yeah.
I dwarf her how tall, how short she is, right? She is, mm-hmm. if she's 4'5", 4'9", she will be a giant. It's a petite lady, a lovely lady, a beautiful lady, beloved Bohemian lady. And I just want to say that before we start this interview regarding why she is so special. But without further ado, I'll let you do that, Erin. Why is Tamia Williams so special?
Well, listen, she is extraordinary. Now, she probably say, look, I'm just an ordinary woman doing ordinary things. I think even if she is an ordinary woman, she's doing extraordinary things. I think she's a powerhouse. And not just because of the thing that she does, but because as a child, as a young girl, she had a dream that she wanted to do the thing that she's doing now. And she drove herself to her dream. I want to say good morning to Tamia Williams.
Good morning. Good morning.
And she's very shy, by the way, Erin. So we got to prod her up now.
Okay. Yeah, doing what old folks is do, looking at, you know, peeking in at what the young folks them be doing. And I saw this video. I think it was going viral, and it was a video of a young lady saying, yeah, I want to be a truck driver when I grow up. And then the video detailed her journey to becoming a truck driver, but not just any type of truck driver. Miss Tamia Williams, please introduce yourself and tell us what you do for a living.
My name is Tamia Williams. And I'm a trailerhead driver. I operate trailerheads.
And see, people don't understand what it is. Tamia drives them big truck. Not no ordinary truck, you know. They're talking about them, those big 6-wheeler, 18-wheeler type trucks. And if you see how small she is, if you know how young she is, 17 years old, and she is a professional truck driver. And this is what makes her special and what makes it so impressive that this young woman drives. I could barely drive my car, Erin. She's driving this big truck.
So tell us, a trailerhead driver, exactly what does that mean?
It consists of a lot. You have to operate. When you operate, you drive in. It don't even only consist of driving. You have other stuff you have to do, like wind down legs, open the doors, park, and more. And watching your surroundings. And yeah. This little Bahamas, you have to watch your surroundings a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let's go back to the video. In the video, I wanted to ask, how old were you? But how did you realize that this is what you wanted to do?
I was about 12, but turning 13.
Okay, cool. Cool. And what inspired you?
My grandfather.
Now, did he drive trucks, or was he the type of man that would just encourage you to do whatever you wanted to do?
He drive. Well, he's not driving no more at this time, but he used to drive.
All right. Did he teach you how to drive?
Yes, sir. Awesome. And my stepfather.
Okay. All right. So your grandfather, and so how much of your experience, like training to learn how to drive, was with them, and how much of it, did you go to a formal school to learn how to drive trucks?
Pardon? You can say that again.
Did you go to a school to learn how to drive trucks, or did you learn by watching them and under their supervision?
I learned by watching them and under their supervision.
That is super cool. That is super, I mean, that is just super cool. Okay. So I imagine you learned locally. Have you ever driven on the family islands?
No, I haven't been. I haven't driven on the family islands.
Okay, cool.
So well, let me interject here. So right now you drive and as a job. That's your job. You drive the big trucks. You're employed with a company, or you're employed with your family business?
Maritime Services.
Yeah.
IMS, y'all know.
She see how excited she gets now and proud that she's the way she works, Erin. But go ahead.
Yes.
And I got it.
I mean, go on.
You can go ahead.
No. You the featured, my friend. Go on.
I got to give a shout out to Mr. Julius, boss lady, Mr. Yon, for this opportunity. Because, you know, I'm very young, so.
Yes, 17 years old. And the idea that people, her boss, trust her. With a major big truck, right, to be driving on these streets. It tells about her confidence, tells about her professionalism, tells about her ability to do what she's doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. What's your favorite part of the job? And what's the most daunting? Or like, you know, what's your favorite part? And what's the part that you're like, whoa, I don't, you know, I'm still getting used to this part of it.
Okay, my favorite part is like turning, like making turns, like through small corners and shifting.
Being able to maneuver that big vehicle, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's like the clutch is a magical place, buddy. For anybody who drives stick shift or manual, the clutch is a magical place. Yep. Wow, that takes a lot of skill. Is there a place where you could go and practice that sort of thing?
I mean, I know they open up a school, but I don't know if they still just do it.
Okay, I got you.
So how long have you been like practicing before you say, okay, I get this job now?
I was driving from 12 years old, so like when I didn't have school and summers and stuff like that, when you could go to, like when I could go to work with my granddaddy and my stepfather, any chance I get.
They put you behind the truck and say, shift.
They practice. Okay. Yeah.
I have a text here, Erin. The text is asking, morning, does she drive 40-footers? I'm not sure what a 40-footer is.
That's the most I be with 20-foots here and there.
Yeah, so you mostly drive 40-footers, and then sometimes you drive 20-footers. I am familiar with trucks. Understand that what the 17-year-old young lady is doing. She's driving 40-footers on Nassau streets. This is what her job is. This is what her gig is. This is who she is.
And, you know, for me, that I love that, you know, for young people to be able to see that the opportunities do exist if you prepare yourself for them. Right? And I hope that those in the power, those that have the capacity or the power to help young people get prepared, see Tamia Williams as an example of the professionalism that you can produce if you divert the resources to our young people. This is awesome. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10 though now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard is driving that 18-wheeler, that 40-foot container through the streets of New Providence?
For me personally, I give it a 9.
So it is hard.
I mean, if I go around, like, how
easy? No, I mean, I know it's easy for you, but in terms of me, say I want to come and join this big truck and drive this big truck. Is this something I need to actually take care of it? And
a lot of people is asking that question. And the answer I give them is, for me personally, it isn't hard because I know what I'm doing. But for them to learn, at first it could be hard, but once they know what they're doing, it get easier and easier and easier.
I want to ask now, you being female, right? And big men watching you drive this truck. Because I mean, I know, and Aaron knows I could be sexist sometime, right? Because I can say, I can't have this young girl driving this truck. No, I ain't gonna trust no child, especially female, driving a truck. And to know that you ain't no normal driver. You are one of the best inside the Bahamas, where people said, no, you call her. Call Tamia Williams. She know how to maneuver through these side corners, right? I'm just amazed that you can do that. Right? So that's what impressed me. But go ahead, Aaron. Oh, I have a text that says, that's amazing. Congratulations to the young lady. But go ahead, Aaron.
Thank you very much.
Now, I know you're only 17, right? I know you sort of not just got it started, but you have now, you know, you're working for a company. What's the next step in your career? Like, when you're a big truck driver, what are you thinking about in terms of your career?
In terms of my career, my next step is to work on getting my own trailer head, creating my own business.
Okay. That is awesome. Now, have you ever thought about opening up an academy of big truck drivers and teaching young people like yourself how to drive big trucks?
To be honest, I don't think so.
Okay, that's cool. No, that's all right.
I don't think I could explain what I used to.
I understand. It's like a talent, almost. Like you're born with it.
Yes, sir.
That is cool. Do you have any advice for women and young girls who are interested in driving large commercial vehicles?
You can repeat that, please.
Do you have any advice for women and young girls who say they are interested in driving trucks like you're doing?
I do. If that's what you really want to do, do it. And just stay humble through it all.
Okay.
It might get hot. You might get frustrated. But just stay focused.
I see we have a caller there, Aaron.
Yeah, man, let's go to the caller.
Okay, Patrick, call through there, producer. Go ahead, caller.
God, it is lacking away. So we need justice going on in this country. But what I'm
Morning, Brayman.
The first I want to say, right, when I could have seriously intrigued me, is when, like, I could have seen, right, I used to go to the United States and I used to stand up and watch them drive into the garage and stuff like that and get out and the things they have to do. But what I want to ask her, right, when you go, biggest problem, if you had gotten your license driving a truck as large as you're driving now, right, or larger, what was your biggest problem if you had to take a test with those type of truck? If you had done it, what was your biggest problem?
Great question, Bremen. Thanks.
So let's
take us through the license experience. You went to go take your license. Where did you go? And what was the experience?
My CDL license or my driver's license?
No, the big truck thing.
I haven't taken the CDL yet.
Okay, so what all license do you have?
My driver's license.
And you were able to drive the big rigs with that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Cool. Are you going to take your CDL license, right?
Yes.
Do companies typically support drivers taking it? Like, your company is going to support you taking the CDL?
To be honest, I don't know as yet. I haven't discussed it.
Okay, cool. Don't watch that. We ain't getting into your business like that. But it's cool to know that you're working for a company that supports you and makes you feel comfortable as a driver. Yes, let's go to another caller.
Producer, patch that caller through, please. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing well.
Good, thank you.
This is a good topic, but I just called to say to the young lady, congratulations. And I do remember her coming as a little girl to Milo Butler and changing all the stuff in her grandfather.
Yes,
and
sir.
I was always in awe of her and watching her. And, yeah, she has made a pathway for other women in the country. And she's doing truck owner for that type of business woman in the country. So congratulations. Do well.
Thank you very much.
Another thing, she can be rich very young. You all do well.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Carla. In terms of your friends who see you driving, like you get your job, because you know everyone get their job and go off to school or trade, whatever it is, right? And your fellow students, graduates who graduated you, see you driving this big truck. What do they say?
Well, my friends, still from school, they're happy. Everybody's employed, doing well.
That's great.
I have a few to college, mm-hmm. working. Yeah, working now. And when I see people from school, everybody is still message me and tell me how good I'm doing. And they, so.
Nice.
This is good. So two things I want to ask. So I know you say you want to open up your own company, right? Locally. Have you considered driving abroad, like in the U.S. or on other continents even?
I haven't really put it in consideration yet.
Okay, cool. I say it now because the opportunities that arise for people that have your qualifications, right? That have your skill set. You could take yourself throughout the world. You already, when you discover how big of a world there is out there. But I have another question for you. You apprenticed with your grandfather and you said your stepfather, I think.
Yes, sir.
Can you talk a bit about like the value of that experience? Like how watching them and working with them helped you to learn what it is you do?
Okay. Well, with my grandfather, it was very good. Like, because when I was learning, he was never, like, beside me inside the truck. So he was always outside watching. So, and then, like, so I never really had him ride with me.
Okay.
Up until, like, my stepfather started teaching me. So he was always on the outside watching me and, you know, showing me what to do from the outside. So it was very good because he trusted me a lot.
Mm-hmm. So what did your mommy say about all of this, right? Like, I imagine, you have your mother having your girl child, right? You know you want your girl child, do girl things. I want to know what type of conversation you had with your mother.
I used to tell her, but I don't know if she really used to think. Park in this flatbed in the front of his yard. And I asked him to park the truck in the yard. And he told me, yeah. So my mommy outside, standing outside watching, she see me hop inside, she see me standing on the truck, she shouted at my guy, oh, don't let him on that truck, don't let him on that truck. Like, because my mommy, she's scary, so she's like, don't let him on that truck, daddy, don't let him move that truck. She even called the neighbor outside and all. And as I reversing, she just there, I just know she's scared, she's scared. But I parked it in the yard, did a good job.
And what did she say then?
From then, she knew I could drive. And then she was always happy.
Yeah. No concern, no fear to say, but I know I don't want you to drive no more. She said, just go ahead.
No, she supported me.
Okay.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Have you faced any obstacles? Like men working with other men, working with men in this field? Do you get a lot of pushback from the men? Like, oh, sweet girl, you're going to go get the sandwiches. Oh, sweet girl, you're going to go get us breakfast. Hey, any attitude like that? Or are men generally supportive?
Nope. In this field, I'm surrounded by a lot of men, and everybody supports me in this very
Do they respect you as a driver? Like, you equal with them?
Everybody watched me grow up into this, so people knew me from when I was young.
So they respect your skills?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. That's good. Because, and it's good to hear that, because a lot of women would think that that would be a barrier for them getting into the field, right? But I think that Bahamian men respect a woman who is prepared to do what it takes to do a job that we typically think is a man's job.
And this is another possibly sexist question. And forgive me, Aaron, if it is, you just need to gink me in the shoulder of vicariously. I have the truck. You drive by yourself, or is there a man next to you when you drive?
By myself.
You drive by yourself? Okay, go ahead. I said it's going to be a sexist question. I just want to know.
Oh, man, that's cool. Because one man can't change the tire by himself either, you see, Yuri?
There you go. But that's the next question.
He can need help too.
If you have a flat with this big truck, who changes that?
I call my boss, and then he hires someone to do that.
Okay, no problem. I just want to visualize what happens.
All right, well, that's another question I wanted to ask, right? Say, I want to work in this field, but I am not really ready. I'm not ready to take on driving the big truck yet. What are the other jobs that are related to driving a big truck I could take on to, like, start in this industry?
I mean, if you want to go smaller than trailerhead, you could go on flatbed, box truck.
Okay. What about, like, changing tires? I like changing tires. I would just change tires for big truck. Are there companies who do that, or do I get a job with a truck company and then I just get called out to change tires?
They have little companies who just change the tires you could call.
Okay, no, cool. And I tell you why I asked this question again, right?
Because road service.
I know that a lot of young men in particular, some young women, but a lot of young men, they want to work, you know. They just don't want an office job. They don't have to put on suit and tie and sit in AC all day, you know? And they may not be prepared to drive a trailerhead yet, but they want to figure out how they could get into the industry. So another question, if you would you be doing?
I always just ask myself that. And I don't really know.
Trucks is you.
Yeah, I made this decision a long time ago, so I was always determined to make sure that it happened.
I got you. Now, another question. Cecil sort of asked, like, how did your mother respond when you said, hey, I'm going to be a truck driver? How do young men, you know, how do men you are interested in, how do they respond? When they say, well, what do you do for a living? And you say, oh, I drive trucks, baby.
They'd be like surprised at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see me doing it, it just flows.
Nice. Like I say, I think despite what we say in the market, Bahamian men have an appreciation for women who not just do the job, you know, but they take on heavy jobs and they do them well. I think that Bahamian men appreciate that and see that as a value in their Bahamian women and not as...
I have another question, Aaron. How many other female truck drivers do you know or are you aware of in the Bahamas?
Well, one.
So there are more of you then. You're not the sole one. There are more of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so where does the person work, but where have you seen this person work, the lady?
IMS.
Well, she works with you. So it's two ladies working. That's impressive. It's an industry where women can be employed, Erin.
And we see that they have employers.
Shout out to her. She's a matured woman.
She's a matured woman. She's older than me.
Oh, cool. Give her another shout out.
Pardon?
Say, oh, you just give her a shout out.
Shout out to Shani. If she listening.
Man. I wish I had the horn sound. Producer, you gotta get that big horn for us. I see we have another caller, Mr. Newry.
Yeah, man. Producer Pastor, caller through. Caller, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well.
Wonderful. I just called to congrats, Mia Williams. She's a friend of ours, our church sister daughter. Mia, you know who this is. This is Preston and his wife.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Girl, I am so proud of you. We watch you from you. We're so small. And, man, yes, tell Erin that you got it all together, sweetie.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. She's a good driver. I can test to that.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
She is a good driver. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work, my darling dear. And I know Tommy is proud of you, and Uncle Lee is proud of you. The New Redeem family behind you 100%, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
The sky is the limit, and your stepdad, all of us, we just love you, girl. We love you. Love you. Keep it up.
Too.
Keep it up.
Thank you. All right,
you have a good day. Thanks.
You too.
Erin, thanks.
Take care. I have two texts.
Okay,
saying, Bahama
bye-bye.
Waste. Two texts here says Bahama Waste has female truck drivers
it's another woman on the roll off.
Oh, okay, nice. And they said certified commercial female truck drivers, that's what they call.
And then when I was young, it was another woman who was operating an excavator, but I haven't seen her, so I don't know.
And this text says, Erin said, blessings, my beloved CA and Chick Charney Queen, Lady Green. I am so blessed and excited that you have this young lady at the tender age of 17 years old driving big rigs, trailer heads, etc. I think I just saw her for the first time in action yesterday. And today, the very next day, CA, she is one of, where is that? Lost my place. She's one of my favorite radio shows. Lady Green and CA, despite me being male, I was excited to see her driving the big rig. I find that women trend to stifle and hold back women from these sort of things and various other things more than men. Well, I guess the gentleman is congratulating you and excited to see you being as a driver.
Yeah, and this is so awesome. Because you wouldn't necessarily know that people see you, that they support you, or that your experience that you think is very normal has made such a large impact on the life of someone else. You know, I could remember my niece, a small, small little girl, loved to see the big trucks. I mean, she just loved a big truck. And to imagine her seeing a woman in the truck driving it, right? And the impact that would have on her, who already knows she could do anything she wanna do as a female, as a young girl.
Next text here, Erin saying, hello, I once needed a well dig in my backyard. Every operator told me that the space to get to my backyard was too narrow. Eventually I got a woman. Who did the job and made it look so easy? So I guess that's someone, kudos, that woman can do anything a man could do, and perhaps at times even better.
Yep.
That's an awesome text. That's an awesome text. So I didn't, now, Miss Williams, I didn't put you through the standard Bahamian protocol where you're supposed to tell us, you know, they ask you, what's your name, who your people are, what island are you from, right? What high school did you go to? But if you want to share any of those things, give a shout out to your school. Or maybe I missed it. Give a shout out to your school again. If your people or you come from a family island, we want to know all of those sorts of things because that's a part of who you are.
Okay, the school, I came from a Sadie Curtis Primary, then C.H. Reeves, and then R.M. Bailey,
Okay.
And everybody know in our ability, well, everybody who knew me in our ability know this is what I wanted to. I'm not from the farm island, Nassau.
Okay. Now, do you think that our high schools should implement or add driving lessons, right? So for your regular driver's license and driving lessons for people who want to become commercial drivers?
If the schools should teach it?
Yeah. I mean, both for your regular driver's license and the skills for your commercial driver's license.
I feel as though, yeah.
Because yeah, I think that
it's
so where did you learn how to drive cars?
I didn't drive a car until, like, I think it was my mommy car, and I was way, like, the first thing I ever drive was trailhead.
So you went to a trailhead first, then you learned how to drive a regular car?
Yeah.
That's different.
See, like, that's like Family Island, man. Like, you learn how to drive boat first.
Yeah.
Then you learn how to drive car. And that's why I asked if, you know, if you people were from a family island, because I get a sense of like family island determination from you, you know, which is I got a dream, I got an idea, and I'm going to keep pushing until I achieve it. And I really appreciated that about your video. And when I saw the video, I thought it was a video of the person who posted it. But the, you know, the person who shared it, when they shared with me, I was even more inspired to find you and have you on just because of how you impacted that person's life, yes. You know, with your video and with your dream.
Yes, sir.
So now, how do you feel about trending? Because you know you're trending all over social media. People see your video and they say, hey, you see this young girl.
You won't believe. I didn't know. Okay, I have a whole story for this.
Go ahead.
Like I told everybody that day, I was in BWF looking for like one vest shirt, and I asked the man if they had any. He's like, no. So then he asked me what I does. He asked me, and I tell him trailerhead driver. Then he's like, you lying, da 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 da, or whatever. So after that, this lady walked behind him, so she was looking at me. I looking at her, I'm trying to figure out why she looking at me. So all I see, she all pushes like this, you. So I was like, yes, but I told him, I was like, see? It was proof right there. So then after that, I say when she showed the video, it did look like it was on Facebook, but I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I hop inside the truck, I go on my phone to look to see if I see the video, and I didn't. So then this gentleman put up behind me, and he's like, I saw you yesterday. He's like, you did so well. So, you know, I tell him, thank you. So I don't smiling from now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was on Gladstone Road. And my phone notified me and say, my old stepmommy, which is Carrie, if she listening, shout out, that she'd have tagged me in a video. So when I look on Facebook, I see the video. So like, it was like at 300 and something shares at the time. Mm-hmm. And must be about 200 and something likes. So I know, I said I can't drive and look at them. So I legit pull on the side of the road. I must have sit on glass for 30 minutes looking at them shares.
Just proud.
Just so happy. They make me want to cry. I was so happy. After that, I had a good day after that. I ain't thinking about it. I had a good day. I was so happy. I smiled for the rest of that day.
I am so glad that you have found that thing that is your thing, right? And I'm so glad that you joined us for this conversation, because I want other behaviors to find that thing that is their thing and makes them feel as happy and as alive and fulfilled as you are when you, I imagine when you're driving, but simply when you're talking about driving, right? I could feel it through the Zoom room, through the interwebs. It is infectious. And I want other Bahamians to do that. And I hope you know the people who called in and texted in to say, oh no, look here, let's talk about it. We got commercial drivers over here. We got commercial drivers over here. Your life is an inspiration to me. And for that, we say thank you.
Thank you, too.
Thank you for just living your dream.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. You are welcome. I wanted to play the How Bahamian Are You Touch Road Edition, right? And so, Mr. Nuri.
I'm here.
You ready?
Yep, I'm good.
You're going to start off with a very, very, I think, easy question. You prefer driving in the morning or driving in the evening?
The morning.
Why the morning?
Because in the evening, the traffic is be so backed up.
Yeah, traffic is horrible, eh?
I feel like it's worse than the morning.
So let me ask you a question. As a truck driver, right, do you think it would be more like efficient and effective for truck drivers and easier for traffic if businesses aligned so that trailerhead drivers could make deliveries in the wee mornings of the hours of the morning when there is virtually no traffic on the road?
I feel like the traffic, at a point, I kind of like the traffic because it makes it more fun, like an obstacle.
Okay.
You're just like testing your skills.
Yeah, like you could test your skills. Like, say if there's an accident in the road,
mm-hmm.
and you heading up to the accident, and it's only one way for you to get around, you know?
I understand.
It is sweet fun.
And it also plays to your age too. Being a young person, you love the interaction.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Erin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm still there. Absolutely. I just didn't hear her answer. That's all. I was waiting for that answer. But listen, Tamia, this has been a fantastic opportunity to look into the lives of young Bahamians. You know, sometimes we forget that y'all exist and are doing big things as well. And I want to thank you again for joining us. Any last words, anything you want to share to your peers, or any thank yous you want to share?
But Erin, before I even do that, I see I have one telephone call I want to pop in there, and then you can do that same last call. Is that good?
Yeah, man, let's go.
Good. Okay, let me patch this call here through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing, my brother? All is well?
All is well.
And to you and to your guest. I think when Erin asked the question if she went to the U.S., I think she should have went to the U.S. The reason that she's not certified. Get certified. And I think she would have been the youngest female 18-wheeler driver in the U.S. and in the Bahamas. I believe she should do that. She should just go for a week test or a month test that I have accomplished, but basically what no Bahamian has accomplished and no right to America. Find out if there was an American young lady at 17 that did this. Listen.
People are excited for you, man. They want you to have the record. So that's a goal now for you, that you to be registered in our Bahamian history, you may perhaps even in U.S. history, as the official youngest driver. So that's something to aspire for, right? Something to aspire for. But Era's asking the question. She's asking you any last words that you have for fellow women, fellow young persons in general.
All I have to say is follow your dreams. Mm-hmm. Make the best of it. Do what you like. Because if you don't do what you like, you could be miserable. You could be mad every morning to get up to go to a job you don't like. So, yeah.
Good.
Oh, and I do have some shout-outs to do.
Go ahead. Just do the shout-outs as we go.
All right. Starting off to my granddaddy, Lee Roll. Thank you very much. To my stepfather, which is my daddy number two, Harry Hart. Thank you very much. My daddy, Ms. Aldis, my mommy. Thank you very much. Me, thank you very much.
That is awesome.
Hold on. Listen. Mr. Julius, thank you very much. Boss A, thank you very much. My IMS co-workers, my crew. DJ, don't know. Mouse, Vano, Dagger. Hold on.
That's what happens when you start calling off names. You always forget people.
I had them right down.
Don't worry,
Cameron.
They can remind you when you go to work.
Coon Headed Chuck. The Inside Crew. I know everybody name, but the Inside Crew.
It's a
pleasure. Forget anybody. I'm sorry.
Erin, you should just see her beaming
and
inside.
My fans, thank y'all very much. My people that who support me, thank you very much.
The excitement you need to see Erin, her beaming inside studio while she talk and give shout outs to people who she work with. It's like a pleasure to see young people so enthused in what they do.
Yes, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is why I get jealous, Mr. Newry, that I can't make it into the studio yet. Now I'm going to have to call Miss Williams to bring one of them flatbed here with a crane to pick me up and put me on there and bring me to the Guardian.
Yeah.
And then see if they can take me up from the crane.
Erin, I'm going to go take a picture next to the truck so you can see me next to the truck. I might even get to sit in the front seat.
This is awesome. Miss Williams, thank you again to IMS. Thank you for allowing Ms. Williams to sit with us this morning and share her story with the Bahamas. She is an inspiration. And I say thank you for continuing to support her through her journey and all of the other employees at your company. To those from other companies that called in, people who called in to ensure that we celebrate the other women truck drivers out there, thank you so much. To the people at Sadie Curtis, C.H. Reeves, and Iron Bailey, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, this has been Guided Radio in the AM with...
I forget one more person.
Go ahead there, Tamir.
Tony Macaroni, I'm so sorry.
No problem. I'm sure he knows that you should give it a shout out to him. This has been Guided Radio to AM with C.A. Newry. Of course, Erin Green was with me. We were talking to the youngest big truck, the 18-wheeler Williams, and she's doing great things. She's only 17 years old. She's a professional driver on the big streets there, and the entire Bahamas is excited. She's trending on social media now as they see her maneuver and gear up and gear down and going through these small side corners, and everybody said, man, we got to get her on the radio just to see who she is. Thank you very much for joining us, Tamir. This has been Guided Radio AM. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.